Welcome to Astrovision. We are a modern guide to the cosmos within. We blend the timeless wisdom of astrology with thoughtful technology to provide hyper-personalized insights, delivered as both a detailed written guide and a personalized podcast. Today, we deep dive into the personality of the Libra zodiac sign.
Okay, so Libra. To really get them, you have to look at where they sit in the zodiac. It's basically their entire blueprint.
It's the seventh sign, right? So it's dead in the middle of the whole cycle.
Exactly. It's the precise midpoint. And that signals this massive shift in focus.
So we spend those first six signs all focused on the self, you know, the I. What happens when we hit Libra and cross into the second half?
Everything changes. I mean, the whole game flips from the subjective I to the objective we.
The transpersonal.
Yes. It becomes all about relationship, society, partnership.
Hmm.
And what's so fascinating is that it's timed perfectly with the autumnal equinox.
That moment of perfect balance, equal day, equal night.
And that striving for perfect, momentary equilibrium that defines their entire psychology.
Okay, so that idea of equilibrium, that takes us right to their symbol, doesn't it?
It does.
Libra is the only sign represented by an inanimate object, the scales. All the others are people or animals. Why the cold measuring machine?
Well, it suggests a mechanism of profound detachment.
Detachment.
Yeah. Unlike signs that are ruled by pure instinct or wrong emotion, Libra's core purpose is to measure, to assess. They want to weigh the situation structurally.
Which can sometimes make them feel like an observer, maybe, not a full participant.
Exactly. They're constantly calibrating based on what's outside of them.
So if a scale just hangs there, empty, and it needs something put on it to even function, what does that say about their famous need for partnership?
It says everything. If you are a scale, you fundamentally need a counterweight.
You need the other.
You do. Not just for love, but for their own identity, their ontological definition, you could say. They need that mirror to even know who they are.
That makes so much sense. And it frames the biggest misconception about them, I think.
That they're passive.
Yes, that they're passive, maybe even fragile. But they're a cardinal sign.
This is so crucial. All cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Capricorn, and Libra, they're built to initiate. They push things forward.
But Libra's method is different. It's cardinal air.
Right. They aren't physical leaders in that, you know, Aries sense. They are architects of social structures. They initiate through ideas, through negotiation.
The iron fist in the velvet glove. I love that phrase for them.
It's perfect. They will relentlessly organize and maneuver to achieve harmony. They are aggressive in their pursuit of peace.
They're the generals of the conference room.
Absolutely. They're generals of peacekeeping. They see an imbalance, and they become just intensely focused on fixing it.
Okay, so if they're these powerful initiators and strategists, why do they get stuck? I mean, why the classic indecision over something as simple as choosing a restaurant?
Right. This isn't a lack of will. It's actually it's been called an excess of vision.
An excess of vision.
We call it the paralysis of omniscience. Their mind simulates the outcome of every single possible choice simultaneously.
So when they're picking a restaurant, they're not just looking at the menu.
Oh, no. They are simulating the ambiance, the price, the convenience for everyone involved.
And crucially, the potential regret of the options they didn't choose.
Exactly that. For Libra, to choose one reality means destroying the potential of all the other equally harmonious realities.
So stalling is just trying to keep all the good options alive.
It's their attempt to prevent the scales from tipping into what might be an imperfect reality. They're fighting a war against cognitive dissonance.
Thank you for listening. You can now go deeper with your personal Astrovision report. Hearing about an astrological concept is a great start, but nothing compares to hearing how they apply directly to you. Discover your unique path with an Astrovision report, your personal user manual delivered in our celebrated podcast format.